How did the Louisiana High School Technology Challenge really get its start?
Quite a few years ago, we decided that there would be an opportunity using some of ULM's infrastructure, particularly using Moodle and at that time something called Blackboard, to see how we could use the same technology that we were using for our online courses, which we're developing at that time, into some kind of outreach for high schools all across Louisiana, just by using technology. I would say that when we thought of this idea, it was an untested idea because we wanted to involve, at that time, approximately 50 or so high schools. And those 50 or so high schools would be spread out all over Louisiana. We knew that high schools didn't have big budgets, and I think that's particularly true now. At that time, it was hard to get high school teams to travel from one location to another. And we thought, what about this idea of a virtual competition, something that could be used and done over the internet? And as far as we know, this is the only type of online technology competition in Louisiana. We had 37 teams participating this just recently, and this involved approximately 500 high school students. Over the years, we've had consistently very favorable evaluations by these coaches, usually teachers from high schools who organize groups and teams of students who participated. Thanks to support from CenturyLink, we had no cost to any of the high schools. Originally, when we started this, it was, I have to give a lot of credit to Dr. Eric Panny. At that time, we just wanted to offer T-shirts to students, and we were able to get T-shirts. And over the years, we've been able to get more support, and I think we've kind of established a routine. Everybody's expecting this every year. So we're very, very happy that the University of Louisiana Monroe is sponsoring and hosting this annual event. I don't think many states in the union are doing anything like this.
So can you say much in the way that business and other pieces of academia have gone toward to online conferences because of cost? Was that a motivating factor in toward moving this toward the technology side and it all happening online?
Believe it or not, industry, especially corporations, have found much more use of the internet before universities and high schools and schools have used technology for the reason that you just mentioned, it saves money. And we know that using current technology that is particularly cheap to use has great benefits to students and benefits to the workforce.
Take us through the challenge. How does it actually work?
The challenge came about as an exercise, an opportunity for high school students to prepare in a team-based environment, something that we don't do enough in our high schools. We really don't do enough team-based preparation compared to any other countries in the world. In Europe, teams are brought together to work as groups in terms of achieving some kind of goal. In Asia, my wife is Chinese and I spent 7 years teaching in Taiwan. They grow up working together in teams. And it's no accident that some of the success that we're seeing in Asian economies is based on the ability to work smoothly together. We need to find the very best ways for our students to work together in a productive way. We think that this challenge, which involves a series of internet search questions and types of creative tasks that students use technology to solve, is one way for groups to become productive and enjoy the process. For example, we have 20 questions on the internet search portion, makes up 40% of the challenge. Would you like to hear just a few of the questions?
Absolutely.
Okay. For example, number one, if you were visiting an historically famous observatory located precisely at longitude 0 degrees, what type of currency would you likely use for pocket money for purchasing things in that local economy? And there might be a tie-in with the history and then the observatory, and why would an observatory be located precisely at longitude 0 degrees? And it just so happens that Greenwich Observatory, which was closely involved with the discovery and definition of the longitude in England, played that role. And they said, okay, our observatory is at 0 degrees longitude, and you'd be using pounds.
So students basically, on a particular day, students around the state on these teams with a teacher leader are logging into the internet to, or logging into your site to take the challenge together on the same day.
That's right. Teams go to ulm.edu/tech challenge. Tech challenge is one word. And they find the instructions for registering. There's even a link for registering for the next challenge, which will be held in 2013. And on that day, they meet in the morning and they work together in their team on 20 questions, internet search questions, and 3 tasks that require a lot of teamwork. Typically, they tell us that they can finish up within about an hour before the deadline. So it's not considered easy. It's not considered too difficult. It's considered challenging.
And so after that, the results are judged and there are winners awarded, essentially.
That's right. We have dozens of ULM judges who participate as volunteers in judging. They do all their judging online as well. We use online technology extensively. So everything that's done is completely online.
We couldn't finish an interview like this without giving you a chance to talk about next year's challenge.
Again, ulm.edu/tech challenge. The next tech challenge will take place on February 6, 2013. We hope to have over 50 high schools participate, and we'd love to see 100 high schools in Louisiana participate. Every participant, any high school in Louisiana is eligible to participate.
Dr. Mike Boynton is an associate professor of curriculum and instruction here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. He also heads up the Louisiana High School Technology Challenge. Dr. Boynton, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jay.